Greeting in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in our Cambodian language, Arun Susdai. Yes. This is my second time that I can be here in New Life BP Church, and I am very thankful to God. As my Cambodian name is Tieng Chan Thorn, I am married, and I got 4 children and one wife. I have been in Singapore for 3 times already, but this is my second time that God, by God's grace, and I see brother and sister in Christ here in New Life BP Church again. So I very thank God for Pastor Lim and Pastor Gan and the session member and all church member here that I can see your face again. This morning I have message for you. Please open the Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 to 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Lord, of the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, and even unto the end of the world. Amen. So please let us bow down our head and pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for us to come together to grow in you. Lord, we have together here, and your word say where there is 2 or 3 come together, when we pray, you hear our prayer and answer our prayer. Lord, please listen to our prayer and worship. We worship you in spirit and in your truth. Lord, help us to grow more mature and understand your will so that we can walk with you always. Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we can serve you and be one family in Christ here in Singapore, Cambodia, and other parts of the world. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We commit this worship time into your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. This day, I would like to share with you some of the situation in Siem Reap and in Cambodia. There are many houses broken and because of the storm this time, raining season. Many people sick and die. Sometimes many children die because of sickness. And not only in our country, I saw some news in other countries also. As we all live in this earth, we cannot escape the problem. We have different challenges, and we have situations in our life. But no matter what happened, we have to think about why we face problems in our life. What can we do to help those who need our help? Well, the answer, as we are Christians, since the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again to bring salvation to all of us, what we can do to deliver this message to those who have not heard this place and the community around us and other part of the world. Here today, I would like to bring you to the message of the last commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ, who written by Matthew, how can we get involved in the Great Commission in our life and into our daily business. In order to make people know who Jesus by what they are see in us as a believer, and we keep his commandment. If we look back to the setting, the story setting in the book of Matthew, the Apostle Matthew combines the gospel to what we call Great Commission. This is the powerful statement as far as I love this message. Actually, when it comes to the mission, everywhere I go, I want to plant the church. Everywhere I visit, I want to plant more church. So I always keep opportunity. But as we read the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, there is a very similar verse to those who know about this gospel and this combination of what Jesus said before he went up to heaven. He said this, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is the first part of the Great Commission. The second is teaching them. That is the disciple that you have met, he has met, to observe everything that I have commanded you, and he remind them that I am with you always to the end of the age." And here I can see the setting is Jesus deliver the message to a very specific way to 11 people of his apostle. We know that they travel to Galilee. We don't know what mountains they are on, but maybe I believe that the mountains of Beatitude, and that can be possible. There he touched about the sermon of Beatitude and share very good sermon to his apostle. We call the Sermon on the Mount. Yes, of course, it is the final preparation of Jesus to his people. He appeared not to only to them, but he appeared to other also. But he spoke directly to his apostle. In speaking directly to his apostle, he wasn't just simply saying that wasn't their responsibility so much, but also I believe that he talking to all believers, all of us here in a unique way, in a very important way. And I can understand that how that worked out and what God's plan that I would like to share with you, my dear brother and sister in Christ here in the New Life BP Church this morning. Now, the first of all, I would like to share with you the example of dramatic illustration of how Great Commission was carried out of two men. They are Paul and Barnabas. This is on their first missionary journey, and on the first missionary, we have looked into the book of Acts chapter 14, verse 21 to 23. He said this, "After they preached the gospel in that town," if we look back to the book of Acts, actually that town is the bay. And after they have preached in the bay, they make many disciples. They do what Jesus said. Jesus said to go and make disciples. And what Paul and Barnabas doing, they are making disciples. Because we read after that, we have seen that the gospel in that town, they make many disciples and they pass down to the next people. And after they return to Lydra, to Iconium, and to Antioch. By the way, because they preach the gospel and then they have to leave and then they return back. And because they return, they have to leave because there are many persecution there. But here we see that they return to this place again, and what they do is they strengthen disciples because they do what the Lord Jesus say, go make disciples. They make all of them, and Jesus said, teach them, teach this disciple everything I have commanded you. So Paul and Barnabas do the same what Jesus said to the place where they make disciples. And later on, they encourage them. And that form, that word in the New Testament form, teaching and exhortation, they are carrying out the second part of the Great Commission. They go back and then they continue to encourage them. In their face, they're telling them this word. It is necessary to go through many hard to enter the kingdom of God. He warned them, you are going to be persecuted like you have seen us persecuted. And when they appoint elder for them in every church, they are in those city and pray for fasting, commit them to the Lord in whom they had believed. So here I would like to bring you a beautiful illustration of two men called by God carrying out the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that Jesus, he want to see. When he said, make disciples and teaching them, how does it apply to us in our present situation? Here, I would like to bring up to you five great dimensions of relations in relationship to our responsibility to carry out the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. First is going. We see that in the book of Acts, when Jesus was talking to this man, 11 disciples, and they said, you are now going to restore the kingdom of God again. Jesus asked, disciples of Jesus asked again. And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the time or season. Just go back to Jerusalem. And then he said in this, the book of Acts, but you, he referred to his 11 disciples, will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. This is what happened when Apostle, and then of course we see that Paul converted to Christ, become a great apostle to the Gentile. Along with Barnabas, and we see they are carrying out the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. But please let us notice that it is involved another mission dimension also. The next one is sending. Therefore, Paul and Barnabas went to the journey. Here what we see in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophet, teacher, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manian, which had been brought up, or I can say that his close friend with the Herod of Tetra. I look at this, I see very interesting. He is a Christian, he is a fear of God, he's a believer, but he make friend with this evil government empire. And finally, Saul, who was named before, he called Paul. As they were worship the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, this is the special direct revelation to this man. They there was They were prophet and teacher. They said, the Holy Spirit said, set apart me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. Out of this man, God used this man to affirm the calling Barnabas and Saul to work, and then we see what happened when they, on the first missionary, we have seen all of that apostles through the book of Acts, and after they have fast and pray and laid hand on them, and after they send them off. So I think we have a beautiful illustration here, responsibility of the church there in Antioch, to send people really feel calling to be a missionary and to carry the gospel to the end of the earth. And here we also have the dimension of giving. In Philip chapter 4, verse 15 to 17, and you, Philip, know that in the earth, in the early day of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me and in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. I understand here that what he said is, you give me my need so I can continue to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So even in Thessalonica, you send gift to my need several times. Not that I seek for gift, but I seek to profit that is increased to your account. And I love this statement. And why I love this statement? Because of accounting example, and what Paul saying here is that what you have support ministry for missionary to serve Christ with what you have given, because you have given is what you serve Christ, and all of that you have given is adding to your bank account in heaven. Brothers and sisters, let us consider about this. Everything we do to help to carry out the gospel is keeping an accurate record of transaction in his great accounting system of every effort that we have made to carry the Great Commission. And whatever going or giving, I think about that. When we serve the Lord by supporting for ministry in here, in Singapore, or in Siem Reap, or in any other part of the world, that means you are building your bank account in heaven. That gives a great motivation to and very encouraged to those who faithful servants of God and the people who give and the people who we offer are not just help themselves but help God's mission and also help dear brother and sister. And this is very, very exciting idea. And fourth dimension, there is praying. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, Paul wrote that devote yourself into prayer. Stay alert in all with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us. We see here, if Paul need a prayer, the great apostle in the New Testament need a prayer, what about all of us? We are trying to serve Christ with who we are serving Christ. Notice that pray also for us. that God may open the door for us or to us for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. He wrote this from the prison, and later on he was transferred to Roman guard, and then he said, "Dear brother in Colossians, please pray for me." If Paul needs a prayer, I need a prayer. We all need prayer in relationship to what we might be doing to carry out the Great Commission, whether we are giving or going, do the work directly. All of us, everybody need prayer. And then finally, I would call this dimension. Here we come to the fifth dimension when we talk about living. Let us look at John chapter 17, verse 20 to 21, where Jesus prayed for us, and this is what he prayed. "I pray not only for this," he referred to 11 men that followed Jesus in the night. As I head forward to the valley in the Garden of Gethsemane, but also to those who believe in me through their work, who is that? It's about us. How do we come to the faith in Christ? It's through apostle teaching, because they were faithful in carrying out the Great Commission. We are here today because of what they did. And Jesus prayed for us. And notice, he prayed for them and all of us. May they also be one, as you, the Father, is in me and I am in you. And that includes apostle, all believer at all time. He prayed that we would be one as we with one with the Father. But what was the purpose of his prayer? May they also be one of us. That is all of us, to be one with Christ and the Father and the Spirit. So what is the purpose in this? That means the purpose is so that the world may be believe in the world may be believe you sent me. And that sense, every believer, every one of us, can be a part of carrying out the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you see here, when Paul went back to Barnabas and they established churches and they appoint elder, majority of those people, they were never left Lydra, because they have learned from both of them. Or Iconium or Antioch, they were part of the church of Jesus Christ right there, to be right of that world, of that particular setting. God doesn't call everyone to the end of the earth, but he called every one of us to be a part of carrying out the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ as relate to this five dimension. So in response to this question, how does Jesus exhort to love one another? How he give value to love one another? And his prayer for unity relate to responsibility of all believers to carry out the Great Commission. As we already heard the illustration I have shared about, but let me share with you in closing prayer of this man. They are in upper room. In the book of John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, I give you a new commandment. Love one another, just as I have loved you, and you also love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciple. If you love one another, if you are my disciple, if you are love one another. If we go back to the context, they didn't love one another. As we read the story along, we see they debate one another. They accuse one another, and even in James and John, they trying to be a position where they want Jesus put in the life, the right and the life of Jesus in his kingdom. They didn't understand what was going on. They were trying to run around when they arrest Jesus. I want to look back here. In our church back home, we use handphone a lot. We Google a lot. Sometimes we use phone during worship time also. And they are afraid to carry out of the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. So they don't understand, but they want God bless them. And I don't know in that here situation, but as we see the disciple of Jesus, we also understand that they are not understand. So Jesus at this point, he washed their feet. He showed example as a reminder, as a servant. He said, love one another as I love you. It is new commandment. You know the old commandment by Moses that Moses brought from Mount Sinai. There are new commandment that put all together. It's to love one another. It's a new commandment just as I love you. You also love one another just as I wash your feet, I humble myself, and I prepare a new man. If you are to carry out the Great Commission, you got to love one another. So this is what Jesus want to tell his apostle. This is a very amazing point that Jesus show example to all of us here today, us as well. But during that short time, by the cross of Jesus Christ, getting very near, the disciples still not understand. They are very simple. They don't got what Jesus said. That's all changed when Jesus died and rose again. And when the Holy Spirit come down, they were the man of changing the world. That is why we are here as believers, because of them, because of their message. And so Jesus combined by saying, by this everyone will know that you are my disciple, by love one another. There are many disciples in Jesus' day. The disciple of John, disciple of Herod, disciple of Pharisee. And in this day also, many cult they making disciple, and non-believer also they making disciple. But Jesus teach his disciple different way. He said, everyone will know you are my disciple if you love one another. So this is my conclusion here. Since the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to bring salvation to all of us who are believers, we are to do what we can to be part of deliver the message of the whole world. So I hope that the Lord will encourage you to go for mission. And finally, I am a church planter. I would like to plant the church, as I said early on. Wherever I go, I really see the opportunity to plant the church. And in Cambodia, still the heart of the people is very open. But the challenge with them is the physical need, but this is the opportunity for us to go. When we give, the Lord will bless us. So I always challenge my leader and my pastor that if I can make 7 church, then you go and keep on, you make 7 church more. So 7 times 7 is 49, and keep on, you spread out. Because time is near, we have no time. So I would like to share this passion, and not only that, this is the memory verse. There is a saying here when I learned from here, the last commandment of His last commandment is our first concern. So may the Lord bless you and keep fighting for the gospel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we really blessed to know you, to feel a blessing for your word. Your word never end, and your word always keep pop up and make us strong, and we go never fear, because you give us the authority. We don't know what to say, but God, you are the Lord of Almighty. Thank you, Lord. May you bless New Life BP church member and bless all of them for the mission in their family, in the community, and somewhere around them, and all of to other country. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.